WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Yeah! Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who was seen on video kneeling on George Floyd's neck during an arrest last May, has been found guilty on all counts. After the verdict on all three counts was read, tears and cheers from Floyd's Houston family, as you just heard there. New Jersey Attorney General Greer Graywall calling the Chauvin verdict the right verdict, but warning that this may not end the trauma and that the incident was the result of a flawed system, one that badly needs reform in its policing practices. Graywall joining those who say the verdict is not enough and that we must seize the moment. Meanwhile, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison saying the entire nation needs true justice, and that doesn't come with just one case.
This verdict reminds us that we must make enduring, systemic, societal change.
President Biden and Vice President Harris addressed the nation from the White House after the conviction of former police officer Chauvin for the death of Mr. Floyd. The president praised the jury for their service and the officers who testified against Chauvin.
As we saw in this trial from the fellow police officers who testified, most men and women who wear the badge serve their communities honorably. But those few who fail to meet that standard must be held accountable, and they were today.
Biden also called on lawmakers to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act introduced on Capitol Hill last year. Also advocating for the passage of that measure, co-authored by Cory Booker, Jersey Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman, she and others reacting Tuesday. Congressman Bill Pascrell saying some justice has been served today. Hoboken Police Chief Ken Ferrante saying every good cop in the United States just said thank God. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 902. Bob and Jill have fast traffic next.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 101.5 app. Click on Win Cash and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is SALT. S-A-L-T. SALT.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 10 a.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:03. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Route 9, Berkeley Township by Corman Road, an accident. Then delays north and south by Route 70 at Lakewood with midday construction work. Garden State Parkway good north of exit 63, 287 north. Two lanes are set up for construction by exit 55 of the Wanacue area. Route 20 southbound side by Route 80. It's an accident by Patterson. Still about 25 to 35 GW Bridge, Lincoln and Holland tunnels 15 to 20. 22 westbound side delays at Hillside to the Parkway with construction. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Meyer, New Jersey Traffic South. 73 still a little busy in the Mount Laurel area from an earlier accident right by 295. And traffic a little tough at 295 North at exit 25 to exit 26 up towards the right lane road work that continues. And the Ben Franklin Bridge is slow across the span. As you leave New Jersey, you'll find the right lane is closed off with some work being done. New Jersey fast traffic is every 15 minutes. Next report, 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:05. For 71-year-old Beverly Mills of Pennington, Tuesday's verdict sent her mind racing back through history. She was one of just four black girls out of a class of about 200 on her senior class trip to Washington, D.C., when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968, she recalled the rioting that followed in major cities and fears a repeat. George Floyd's brother, Philonise, responded to former police officer Derek Chauvin's conviction on all three counts in the murder of his brother. Floyd spoke alongside family attorney Benjamin Crump, thanking supporters and saying the conviction is a universal victory.
Justice for George means freedom for all.
And there is a protest against police brutality set for 4 o'clock this afternoon in Newark, organized by the People's Organization for Progress, a grassroots civil rights group. NJ.com reports the organization says it intended to hold the rally today, regardless of the verdict reached, which happened after about 10 hours of deliberation over 2 days. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to NJ1015.com/podcasts. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:06. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast next.
Spend the end of your day with Steve Travalese. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
Veteran Care Services, dedicated to helping elderly veterans and their widows receive government benefits for their long-term care needs. Matter of fact, the federal government has a pension for elderly veterans and their widows that can pay up to $2,200 a month. Think about that. Sadly, 95% of the vets that are eligible are not getting this. Why? Well, in the words of Agnes Jay, a recent Veteran Care Services client, she said it was a governmental maze and the bureaucratic tangle. She literally knew she was qualified and could not get it done. Enter Veteran Care Services. In just a couple of months, they got Agnes the benefits she was entitled to. Find out what you and your loved ones are entitled to right now and let Veteran Care Services fight for you. Call 888-E-VETERAN or go to veterancareservices.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 908. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We have some spotty showers already this morning as clouds thicken up, but this is not the main event. We're still watching for a line of strong to severe thunderstorms this afternoon. They're going to roll in quickly, but only last for a brief while. Still, could pack a punch here. Brief period of gusty winds, frequent lightning, and heavy rain throughout the state again this afternoon. High temperatures today in the mid-60s. Behind the storms comes the front. Behind the front comes cold air. It's going to get windy tonight. Low in the lower to mid-30s around the freezing mark. And tomorrow, the chilly breeze continues. Highs only around 50. That's it, with mostly sunny skies. Better on Friday, sunshine and lower 60s. New Jersey weather made possible by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
Trenton 59 degrees, East Orange 61, Tinton Falls 55. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.